Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the bear.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
Oh, they're threatening me, guys.
Yep.
They're threatening me.
From all corners of Stevie J Broadcasting.
Yep.
We'll get into that later.
It is the drive of Tam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk.
Is Hans coming in tomorrow for who you got?
I've heard he is.
Okay. Have we confirmed Hans? I mean, he's flying from like here to New Delhi every other day or something.
We'll have to effort that.
I'll text him and confirm.
You know, it's funny. My family and I had some family in from California. Like, you know what we need to see each other more often? Maybe meet halfway, like Colorado or whatnot. Like, if we had a private jet. I was like, I know a guy who doesn't have a private jet, but he could fly one.
Yes.
That's like the first step.
Now you just need to pool the family together to buy a jet. I assume those are expensive.
You'd think.
Kyle, can you...
Effort, average
like
cost.
Average cost of an 8-seat jet. Do you need a jet? You just need a little Cessna, don't you, or something?
Doesn't have to be a jet.
You know, the one, like your like birds are flying past you, and you're like, well,
Hans has driven those before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
Flown those, I guess.
Yeah, flown. Yeah.
I guess you drive it on the ground. Drive it to the, what do you call it? Terminal
for a brand new one.
Yeah,
about 5.75 million.
Million.
Divide that by 30 people.
How many parlays is that?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of parlays.
I mean, you could buy a used one.
Those are only 1.89 million. So. Yeah,
the used ones.
Yeah.
Like Bill's, like, well, listen, Derek, this thing has, you know, the engine's crapped out about 3 times over the continental United States. However. Fred over there, you see Fred right there. He's working on this thing, and I think it's good to go. 1.8 million.
How much is the average cost of a parachute? We'll need 8 of those if we're going to buy that plane.
Oh, that's right. Lindy said you got to add cost to pay Hans.
Nah. He owes us.
That's probably another million right there.
He owes us.
He does. I don't know what we've done for his
aviation
career, but... I think he owes us. That's exactly right.
Between $2,000 and $3,000 for a parachute.
What? Is that really that right? Well, why are we, like, why would we get mad at that? Like, that thing's going to save your life.
Why are they that expensive?
I don't know. I'd rather pay $1.8 million for the parachute and $2,000 for the plane.
Yeah.
Then you can take the chance.
I could go up in a very faulty plane with a $2,000 parachute.
Yeah. If I knew I had a golden ticket parachute, then I'd go cheap on the plane.
Right, exactly.
You know, just let that thing wander down on its own. Find a woods.
Do you have liability if it, as an insurance guy, if my plane falls out of the sky?
Yeah, because if it comes and hits my house, I'm going to be a little upset. Or me.
My name won't be on it, will it? Will you know it's mine?
I think they have numbers that they can trace, I think.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about this, but I do watch Dateline.
All right, so
there you go.
If somehow I stumble into a $1.8 million used jet, I got a guy that can fly it.
Well, I think in my wallet right now is the $1 billion Powerball win. winner thing. Can you imagine $1 billion? $1 billion. Like every once in a while for giggles, I look at beachside property in Florida just to kind of see, you know, like I normally put in between like, you know, let's say $300,000 to $500,000. Let's say, I mean, that's something that like hopefully one day I'll be able to. And then the first one will pop up and it's like $10.3 million. And it's like this mansion right on the ocean and with a big pool and a bar. And I'm like, yeah, I don't. But if you want $1 billion, I'm buying that thing.
Buy 10 of them.
You could if you wanted. I just need one.
I know.
Right? I think I would be that guy that would. I don't know. You say that. I don't know.
Maybe you'd buy two.
I'd buy two. Yeah. Get one in like, I don't want to go to Hawaii. Nice as it is. I've been twice. And it's
you got to buy Jan one.
Oh, that's right.
Unless you can't come over to your other one, but.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we don't need that too close, right? We don't need it too close.
Now I'm just going to get you in
trouble.
Sorry,
Jan. She's doing great, by the way.
That's awesome.
She's a trooper on the knee. I think she's stubborn and tough. So, and I'm not exactly the best nurse. I get frustrated with things. She asked me to do one thing, and I'm like, here's the only problem with Mom and I. Are you ready? I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there.
Do you want me to hit a commercial?
No, I think I've done this before. I think I've said this before. But what happens is she will say, hey, I need more ice in this. Like, there's a thing she puts on her knee, and it needs to be cool. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll go get the. So you put those ice, you know, things that you'd put in a lunchbox or something. So I would replace three, put the other three in there. But the problem is that I'm in the other room and she starts talking again. And I'm like, so I'm like opening the freezer and opening the door and it's like making a little noise. And it's like, I'm like, what'd you say? And then I'll get back in the room and nothing's said. And then I'm like, I think I'm going to go to the restroom. And I'll head down the hallway and I'll get about halfway. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, Mom, we went over this last year when we had this issue. Like, you cannot talk to me. I can't hear anyway. Now, I know from her days when I was younger, she can yell as well as anybody in the country. So I know that she's got that ability. But for some reason, she chooses to stay monotone while I leave the room. So that's the only issue we ever have is that.
Could be worse.
Yep. And the Mom, here's your toast on a paper plate. And then she'll be like, well, here, don't throw that away. Just drop the crumbs into the sink. I can use that tomorrow. I'm like, well, okay. But I'm like that too.
Yeah, saving trees.
Are you guys like that? Like with paper plates? Like if I make, let's say, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. First of all, every time in the history of my life I've ever made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I've always dropped jelly onto the plate. Always. I've never made one without one little thing of jelly going onto the plate. And I'm always like, oh my God.
It's impossible.
It really is. So then I'm like, then I get done with the meal and I have to make the determination based on this very small, like at the end of a pen like circle that was grape jelly. And now I'm like, do I keep that paper plate to use for Tombstone Pizza Sunday or do I just pitch it? Because paper plates in the grand scheme of things are $3 for 50. But I usually keep it.
I'd keep it.
Yeah.
For a spot of jelly.
Do most people keep paper? Do you reuse paper plates? Unless you're like, you know, you heat up like, let's say you heat up pizza and it's got grease in it. You don't keep that one.
Yep.
Do the majority of people, first of all, majority of people probably don't use paper plates. I love the paper plate. I think one of the best inventions ever.
Yeah, I don't use them very often.
But then you don't have to do dishes. Nice. I don't care if somebody walked into my house and they see me eating roast on a paper plate. I'm like, yeah, times are tough, man. Times are tough.
Times are tough.
That's a good point. 651 said, if you can afford a jet, you don't ask how much the parachute is.
I was just going to say how funny it is we went from talking about buying jets and $10 million mansions to now we reuse paper plates. I don't think those people are the same.
That's me, man. That is me. That's why I think I could win $1 billion and I would still have that really tough conversation with myself about reusing that paper plate because a little bit of grape jelly fell onto it. And I'd be like, Lon, you literally are worth $1 billion. Don't worry about it. I think that's just how you're raised.
Could be.
I think that's how you're raised.
Could be. Well, you know who the billion-dollar people are. It's these TV.
Yes.
These TV folks.
Yes.
Who got these contracts for the Big Ten and such.
I like our schedule next year.
Speaking of which, let's go over that. 2024. Now, I don't know what networks these are going to be on. I can't tell you which Peacock game there is and CBS versus NBC at night. But I can tell you who Illinois is playing 2024 through 2028 in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Next year's not terribly daunting, at least based on what we know right now. You don't see USC on the schedule. You don't see Ohio State.
No.
Here's your home opponents. Now, the first one is daunting.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Then Michigan State, Minnesota, Purdue. You go to Nebraska, Northwestern, Oregon, Penn State, and Rutgers.
Yeah. I think you could win Northwestern, Rutgers, possibly Nebraska.
Is that it?
Yeah, of the away games.
Oh, the away games.
Oh, I'm
okay,
sorry. I didn't do that for the home games. Home, you could win Michigan State, Minnesota, Purdue.
Yeah.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, seeing Illinois play at Oregon will be cool.
That would be.
But you better hope. It's a better team this year.
Let's just don't even. I mean, it's going to be 54 to 8.
Going to have to do some work in the portal.
We're going to go for two in the fourth quarter.
Hmm.
Kyle, I mean, we're not winning that.
No.
Okay.
It'll be cool to see the stadium, and then you'll turn the game off in the third quarter.
Yes.
Maybe earlier.
I will not watch a game at Oregon basketball. I'm not going to do it. It messes with me. Like, I want to puke.
Well, then for your sake, let's hope it's on Peacock. Then you'll have a reason not to watch it.
I may email Peacock and say, do you mind putting the first Illinois-Oregon game in? Is it Corvallis? Is that? No. That's
Eugene.
That's Eugene. Yeah. Corvallis is Oregon State, I believe. Or is that even anything?
No, yeah. I think you're right.
Okay. It's Oregon State. Yeah.
Okay.
Before we move on, I did want to mention, if you look at the newcomers next year, I thought it was kind of interesting who they're going to play. Oregon is going to go to the Big House. They're going to go to Purdue. They're going to go to UCLA and Wisconsin.
Wow.
And they have home games against Illinois, Maryland, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Washington.
Man.
So they drew both Ohio State and Michigan and still play UCLA and Washington.
That's not exactly handing them an easy first-year schedule.
You look at UCLA, they're going to go to Nebraska, Penn State, Rutgers, Washington. Host Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Oregon, and USC.
Okay.
USC, the road games, Maryland, Michigan. That'll be
oof.
USC and Michigan at the Big House.
Let's go.
I'm down for that.
That's old school.
At Minnesota, at UCLA, at Washington, they host Nebraska, Penn State, Rutgers, Wisconsin.
That's doable.
Doable. They didn't do Washington too many favors.
Okay.
So they have to play all of USC, UCLA, and Oregon. All good teams, all really good teams. We'll see what USC is after Caleb Williams. I imagine it's going to be another prolific quarterback. But they also have Indiana, Iowa, Penn State, Rutgers, Michigan, Northwestern.
Say that again.
So they are at Indiana, Iowa, Oregon, Penn State, Rutgers.
Okay. Two winnable there.
They
yeah.
host Michigan, Northwestern, UCLA, USC.
Ooh, wow.
To give them all three of Oregon, UCLA, USC is it's kind of tough, and then to get Michigan on top of that and Penn State.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Just kind of thought that interesting is kind of for neat. Reference.
I mean, it'll be weird. This is going to be weird for a few years.
It will.
Then I guess it'll feel normal. It still doesn't feel normal for me that Rutgers is in the Big Ten. It doesn't.
Doesn't feel weird.
How many years has it been? 10? More than that. Kyle?
Nearly.
I mean,
I want to say it was maybe 2013 or 14.
Okay. So about 10 years.
I don't think it's weird in basketball.
Okay.
Rutgers, they're in football. It's still kind of like, I don't know that it's.
Like Penn State is, that's normal now.
Of course.
Nebraska's pretty normal now. But Rutgers.
Rutgers and Maryland joined in 2014. So next year will mark 10 years.
10 years. Do you find it normal, Kyle? Of course, you were like six.
Yeah, I think it's been much easier for me to find it normal since I only really got into Big Ten sports like a few years before they joined.
That's a good point. No, that's – I don't know, Pipes. I'm being serious. It just still doesn't feel normal to me.
Oh, no.
To play Rutgers. It still feels like a non-conference game.
I think it does for basketball.
Yeah,
for
basketball
me,
is a little different.
For me.
I guess that's a little different. Can we do one thing? Let's say Illinois somehow won six games this year to go to a bowl. So 2 years in a row at a bowl. What is, like, how many years in a row have we ever gone to a bowl game?
Like the most?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Well, anyway, that'd be hard to find, I would think, but maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not.
You're asking for, like, the most consecutive bowl games?
Let's see if I can beat Kyle with my left hand.
Ooh, left-handed. And I'm not even going to try.
I don't think I'm going to beat him.
309, can Illinois get out of the Missouri contract? I'm sure there's a way to get out of it. They'd have to pay quite a bit, but I think Whitman likes that contract, so.
Five in a row?
Hell, I'd get out of the Duke contract at this point. Is it five in a row?
Five bowl games in a row from 88 through 92.
Ah, those were the days.
The All-American Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, the Hall of Fame Bowl, the Sun Bowl, and the Holiday Bowl.
Wow, they waited till I got to college and then exploded. That was a good run, man.
Yeah.
They played like Emmitt Smith in
John
that run.
John McAvick.
Who was the...
In the beginning of Lou Tepper.
Who was the really good wide receiver for the Detroit Lions forever? Moore? Was that right?
Oh.
Was it Moore?
What was that guy's name?
What was his name? That's terrible. Anyway, I wanted to go through... So can we go through the schedule next year and... next 2 years, knowing that we kind of have an idea of like who our quarterback's going to be.
Herman Moore.
Thank you. Gosh dang.
Can I also add that Illinois has been to back-to-back bowl games one time since that stretch?
Ooh. Wow. Okay, so let's work off that.
Dings.
Can we get back-to-back? So let's say that Illinois gets to six this year. They win.
Since I was 2 years old, they've been to back-to-back bowl games once.
And it was the
since I was 32 years
Dallas
old.
And the or no the Texas and the Kraft Fight Hunger, two prestigious games.
Yeah, baby.
Texas Bowl was good against RG3.
Yeah, and then I fooled myself into the Rose Bowl thought with the Kraft Hunger because we played UCLA and I thought, you know what, it's on the West Coast.
Oh, it's like a knockoff Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I when I woke up that day, I'm like, we're in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. That's the way I'm going to look at it, and let's go from there. And then we won like 9-6 or something. It was so weird. Okay, so let's say we win six this season to get two in a row.
Let's say that. That's where my head is at.
Okay, so 24. Here we go. Altmaier will be a junior.
Okay.
So you know kind of some of the things you have.
Yep.
You've got Central Michigan and Eastern Illinois. Those are two. That's 2-0, right?
I would think so. Yep. I don't know much about Central Michigan.
Let's hope.
Automatically assume you beat Eastern Illinois.
Okay, let's say you're 2-0. Do you beat Kansas next year? They won't have Daniels, right? They lose a lot, don't they?
They could have Daniels, I think, unless he goes to the NFL.
He's hurt again, isn't he? He didn't play against Texas.
That's right.
Watch him get a red shirt and come back.
Oh, my good. Well, let's say we lose that one.
Is it at home?
It's at yes.
Of course. Yeah, it's at home. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you call it.
What do you think, Kyle?
I'd say you lose it.
Okay, so you're 2-1. So here's your home games. Michigan? No.
No.
Michigan State?
I think you win that. Okay, Michigan State.
There's three
awful.
Wins. Minnesota?
At home?
Yeah.
Yeah, win.
So there's four. Purdue? I mean, man, they've dominated.
Did you see what Ryan Walters said?
No. Do I want to know?
Going around on Twitter.
I saw it.
What did he say?
We probably should have led off the show with this.
Oh, no.
He made mention of the fact that they use Rossade Stadium as an asset because it's a great game day environment. That at Illinois, they purposely didn't have recruits come to games because they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to have them see the game day environment at Illinois.
Wow. But he's lying, right? Because there's been
always been recruits at games.
That's weird.
But
okay, Ryan, whatever makes you feel better, buddy.
Unfortunately, he keeps winning over Illinois.
I know. Well, he's only won once.
Well, Hudson Card and
I know.
The safety out of Chicago.
So are we saying Purdue? Let's say we beat them next year. Well, no, let's say we don't.
I'm trained now to just
– I know.
Both with – it happened both consecutively for me last weekend with Purdue, Illinois, and the Bills, Dolphins.
Yeah.
A team just owns my team. And
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm not going to pick them to win.
No, you're right, Kyle.
Until I see them win.
You're right. So four wins. Now here's the away games. At Nebraska. Nebraska should be a lot better next year, I would think. Okay, at Northwestern, should you beat them next year? I want to say
yes. I hope.
Oregon, Penn State, no.
Nope.
Rutgers? No, sir. I mean, come on. Basically, you've got five wins on the you got five wins. We're sitting at five wins with toss-ups against Rutgers on the road and Nebraska on the road. That's to get you to a third bowl game. And then you look at, let's say they get six. I say they get six.
That year?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then we go to Luke Altmaier's senior year. Malik Elzey's a junior. Hollins is a junior. Fagan's a junior. Hopefully some of these on the defensive. Okay, so you got at home Maryland. They're not going to have Tuwalabadja.
Tagovailoa. I mean, it's hard to say at this point.
That's
we're projecting
problem.
Way too far
that's
ahead.
That's the problem. You got Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers at home. I say you win
those.
That
doesn't seem too bad.
Ohio State, USC, you're not, probably.
Those are both at home?
Yeah.
Wow.
Indiana on the road, Purdue on the road, Washington, Wisconsin. Maybe you get one of those four.
Will you beat Jim Leonard's Hoosier squad?
No. Western Michigan, 5. Ohio, 6. And at Duke, by then, will be ranked number one in the country. So, basically, if you can get six wins this year, you're going to win six the next 3 years. That's my prediction.
Are they
right
getting
now.
Six this year?
Yeah. They're going to win tomorrow. They're going to win tomorrow. Let's go. They're going to win tomorrow.
Okay.
Aaron Henry told me they are because they're going to tighten up.
Well, we should play some Aaron Henry before we get out of here. Let's catch a break and let's hear what the defensive coordinator said about some fixes this team needs to make going into a game against a Husker squad that can run the football pretty well. Please make them throw it. Stack the box.
Yes.
Play physical. Make this German guy. No, he's not German. He's got a German name.
From Lincoln, Nebraska.
The German Tim Tebow. Throw the ball. But we'll talk more about that as we go along. I wish I could just talk about my prediction right now.
I'm picturing
a
German Tim Tebow.
It is the drive.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, we have it when you need it. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment, all available. Call 402-8123. Visit crossroadscontractorsupplyil.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champagne.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrated in over 50 years in business.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. aftershockdd.com.
Should we leave it in the garage for now?
Go ahead, leave it in the garage for now.
You can leave that stuff there just for now, or schedule 2 Men in a Truck junk removal to come out and remove it for you. 2 Men in a Truck has multiple solutions. If the just for now stuff isn't needed, we can junk it. If it's items you need later, we can store the just for now stuff until later. Has your just for now become more than you anticipated? 2 Men in a Truck has solutions for your residential and commercial junk removal at 2menchampagne.com.
Hey Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Let's hear from Aaron Henry. Spoke to the media earlier this week, trying to clean up some things.
This got to get better, right?
Gave up 44 points to Purdue.
How much? No, never mind. I was going to say, how much of it is how much Illinois lost compared to brand new defensive coordinator compared to, I mean.
compared to Ryan Walters?
Yeah. I mean, there's like. There's plenty of built-in excuses why this team, why this defense isn't playing like we thought they could. They've shown up, in our estimation, one time, essentially.
Penn State, yeah.
To the level that we thought they would play.
Yes.
Frustrating.
you got to get after the quarterback more. Like the fact that Gabe Backus goes from being a freshman All-American now to nearly invisible, that somewhere lies and falls on the shoulders of the coaching staff. Now, I get it. Gabe's got to play better himself,
no doubt.
Did struggle against dual-threat quarterbacks, which Heinrich Harburg is. Now, he's more of a maybe single threat, more so with his legs than he is with his arm.
Exactly.
But in terms of, like, getting in the backfield, and if your front is not able to hold its own in the run game, I mean, Purdue just ran for nearly 5 yards a carry. They outrushed you in a game where they threw it pretty well.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, that's very concerning. So you got to be able to come up, make plays in the run game, and then also get in the backfield. And this team's not doing that. So I think that it does come down to a defensive coordinator finding some things within his scheme to be more aggressive, to blitz, to bring guys down in the box, to try to just – it seems like they're sitting in a lot of soft coverage or just not aggressive.
Yeah.
Not aggressive play calls, I should say, that it's not working.
And it seems like they have the personnel to do it. Is that opening up the linebacker? Is that exposing your linebackers too much?
I think they're already pretty well exposed.
That's a great...
right?
I'm not going to argue there. Not going to argue. Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you've got to make Nebraska into a passing team, right? I mean...
As much as you can.
As much as you can, I mean,
there's a leading rushing squad in the Big Ten so far.
Man, I really, coming into this season, just thought to myself, there's not a lot of teams that are going to run on Illinois.
The frustrating part about this game, as I looked at it closer and doing my prediction, which I'm not going to mention today because I'll save it for Friday.
Oh, Hans is coming in, by the way.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Is that Nebraska does well. They excel at the things I thought Illinois for sure would do well. I thought Illinois would be a pretty good run team.
Yep.
And would stop the run.
Yep.
And Illinois struggles at both of those consistently to run it, to stop the run. They've gotten gashed for the most part. And Nebraska is top of the Big Ten in rushing yards per game, top of the Big Ten in rushing yards allowed per game.
Ugh.
They're a physical team, and Illinois right now can't call themselves that.
When I retire from here, I want to move somewhere that I talk about like Alabama. And I want to see what that's like.
Would you get bored?
Well, I'm going to tell the guys. I'm going to say, look, I think I've got a little bit of ability in this profession. I don't need to get paid. I just want to sit in on a football season and hear the frustrations that you guys have. Losing two games. I want to hear what the frustration is with your program.
Gotcha.
I just want to see what that's like. I don't know.
We got to get that one punt against Ole Miss corrected, because that's unacceptable.
I was going to say, it'd be funny to have Lon just pop up in that situation, and you're getting calls like, can you believe we beat Mississippi State by only 21? Like, what the heck is going on down here?
I'm like, do you use paper plates? Oh, it would just be... It would just be weird to understand what they complain about. And you know they do. That's our nature. Yeah, that is our nature as sports fans, is to complain about, I think, or maybe just all
my
teams suck.
They don't have as much to complain about.
No, they don't. So, I mean, for them, it's, okay, there's one game circled on the calendar. They've got to win that game and go to the playoffs or, you know, I mean, whereas we have seven or eight that we circle. We have like the Michigan, Ohio State, we don't circle. And Penn State at home, we don't circle that one. But it's like these other games, you know, we got a group of games here we circle thinking that big game. That's a big game. Oh, yeah, I could see how that'd be a big game. And down there, they're like, okay, who's next? Oh, okay, we'll beat Mississippi State. Missouri, oh, yeah. Vanderbilt, yep. Kentucky, got them. Florida, yeah, we got them. Oh, LSU. At night, at LSU, circle that one. I mean, that's kind of what it would probably be like. Be weird. All right, I'll shut up so Aaron can talk.
Let's hear from Aaron Henry, and then we'll discuss afterwards. Here is the defensive coordinator for the Illini, Aaron Henry.
You know, the thing about football is the ultimate team sport, right? Like, and it's our job from a defensive standpoint to whatever situation we're put in to get off the field. You know, I think about this season as a whole, right? We've had 27 scoring drives, right? And half of those scoring drives have resulted in a 10-plus yard penalty or more. And so 13 of them resulted in a 10-plus yard penalty or more, and 9 of those were touchdowns, right? 4 were field goals, right? Like we're one of the most penalized teams in the country. That's typically not a good sign for good defense. Right? Like, if we eliminate the penalties, right, we eliminate the mental errors, we got a chance. And so that's what we're constantly trying to show the guys. First half, obviously, we were there, right? Second half, right, a play here, a play there, short field, not a short field, right? Guy jump off sides, guy get a PI, that extends the drive, and all of a sudden you go from close game to 4 touchdowns. It was literally like 5 plays, literally. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I know we got some younger dudes on the back end, but it's constantly a learning process for us, right? Because I'm trying to show these dudes, and we're trying to show these dudes. It's all it takes is one play to literally alter the game, right? On one of the plays, it happened to be Xavier, right? On that routine call for us, right? He owned it, screwed up, right? We got to be better in those moments, right? But it's a play here for him. It was him. For somebody else, it's the next play. And so we got to just make sure we eliminate that, right? We got to give ourselves a chance by just playing clean football. We missed 18 tackles. On Saturday, 18, right? I think the last time we missed 18 tackles was 2 years ago. That's a lot of tackles, right? I keep saying this. Anytime you get in double-digit missed tackles, right, you ain't winning no games, right? We missed quite a bit of tackles. Obviously, that's been a point of emphasis for us defensively year-round, right? And so, like, why did you miss that tackle? What position were you in? Was there enough guys running to the football? So just making sure we're constantly cleaning those little things up, right? Because they're playing hard. They're playing hard, but some of those playing hards results you in a penalty, right? Got to clean up some technique things just from the ball being thrown down the field, right? Guys trying to make sure guys look back to make sure they're playing the football, right? Asking the refs, like, what can we do better? So it's obviously, for some of those guys on the back end, it's obviously still a learning process, but we got to get through that, and we got to continue to coach them through it. And I think showing them the film is going to allow them to do that. But it was obviously from the guy that's calling it standpoint, yeah, it's always tough, right? It's always tough, but I keep telling you, we're so close, man. We're so close, right? Yeah, we've lost 3 games, right? The season ain't over. It's still a long season, right? We can win the rest of them if we just execute and do what we're supposed to do, no matter if it's a short field, a long field, whatever opportunity we get, right, trying to make sure we capitalize on that, and we got a great opportunity here this Friday.
Do you believe him?
I don't know. I don't know that I agree that we're so close. I mean, Purdue just threw up 40, how many?
44.
Points on you. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're that close.
I don't either.
To being the type of defense that's going to lead Illinois to a type of run the table.
Right.
I mean, no, is anyone really buying that? No. But even to be good enough to string off to the point where you're a 6 or 7 win football team, I think that's still in question.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, after that Virginia game 2 years ago, they did make a pretty amazing turnaround, that defense.
They did.
And from that point, that led, of course, to last year where they were dynamic, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you would need. You would need that kind of a turnaround, not like last season, but 2 seasons ago, at least to have a shot. I just don't know that they do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the guys that got a lot of credit for that turnaround is now the head coach at Purdue, right, and is dogging you for your game day atmosphere.
Why would he do that?
Because it's an opportunity where Illinois is in a point of weakness. You just blew him off your field with a bunch of in-state Illinois kids there. I mean,
so you pile
the,
on.
The problem was that Illinois gave him the platform then to say something. Illinois can't talk trash after that performance.
Right.
If you would have beat him, you probably would have shut him up.
Yeah. I agree.
My confidence, Aaron Henry's going to have to prove it. And it's not just him. I mean, the players are obviously in on this as well. And some of the position coaches I know that people are talking about. Is it Charlie Boyer is the outside line? Or Bolin, sorry.
Bolin,
I said Boyer. I don't know why. Boyer was the tight end that was wide open for a touchdown.
formerly of the Arizona Cardinals, that ought to tell you something.
But, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Not getting the production out of that position.
No, No, so you're not.
I will tell you, I think that the defense will perform better than the offense tomorrow.
Okay.
I have more confidence in the defense showing up in a physical football game in desperation spot than Barry Lunny's offense against Nebraska's defense.
Barry Lunny's still searching for identity, right? I mean, is that why you feel more confident in the defense?
I think Illinois needs to be able to run the football to be a productive offense, and Nebraska is good at stopping the run. They're physical. I mean, Minnesota's not great on the ground this year for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, I mean, Illinois, they're probably better than Minnesota, but offensive line issues. Nebraska, if you look at two key stats, what they give up on the ground is not a lot. It's less than 100 yards a game.
Wow.
And they are, like, third in the Big Ten in sacks as a defense.
Okay.
So if you're putting Altmyer in passing situations, I worry about that. If you're trying to establish the run, I worry about that as well.
That's fair. Do we even want to play Barry Lunny?
Not particularly. I know Big Def does. How about just the first 30 seconds?
Okay, that's fine. Let's see.
Well, we want to, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we talked about this, I think, last week, is from an identity standpoint, you know, like it's still not real clear. And that's my job to make sure we have one. And I'm in charge of leading that. And, you know, right now, you know, it's, I mean, we know what it is in words. We're not putting it into action on the field. And so that's obviously a great challenge for us right now is to, and that is our direct challenge, is to make what we say and what we do come to life on a game field. We're probably leaning a little too much on drop back protection, you know, even on some early downs. And it's certainly going to be something we carry. There's different ways to do it other than just straight drop back. Last week was a little bit unique in that regard because, you know, the scheme was kind of isolated all five guys, and we knew that going into it, you know. And but yeah, we just got to, here's the bottom line, like all the questions are all centered around the same thing, and they should be. Like, we got to get better. We got to get better at running. We got to get better at protecting. We got to get better at scoring.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah, I agree. He's right, though.
He's right.
He's got to get better at a lot of those things. And we'll see.
Not to cut you off. No. I will say, in following the reaction from fans on Atlanta Inquirer, and JT points to this, I think some fans, while still being maybe frustrated with the offense, they definitely are, appreciated that Barry Lunny this week took some, you know, blame me. It's my fault. And some are saying, you know, Aaron Henry hasn't really pointed the finger at himself.
Interesting. That's interesting. And, of course, our own Jay Layman feels like that Illinois is in a lot of positions to succeed offensively, which would tell you that Barry Lunny is putting them. And he knows football better than I. And essentially is that we are not then making that happen. And I think a lot of it just comes right down to that offensive line. You watch tomorrow how often how often Luke Altmyer has time to throw. It's not very often. Especially now you're going to face a team, like you just said, that's third in the Big Ten in sacks. So I feel like pressure is going to be coming tomorrow. Will we see two tight ends every play? Will we be in that 12, that 13 personnel? I like saying that because it makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what the hell that is. I guess there's two or three tight ends on the field.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
There we go. So that wasn't in Madden. Like, I don't remember, like, the offense, like, 13 personnel, Mad Dog run up the gut. I remember the Mad Dog blitz in Madden.
Of course.
I ran that a lot. A lot. I'm coming, man. I was Ryan Walters in Madden. But we'll see.
Did you play any NFL blitz?
No. Just Madden. But no, we'll see. I mean, I just watch how many times Altmyer.
I know.
And if he has happy feet after five, I wouldn't blame him. Because
there's no way he's on his. Oh, feet. Okay, yeah. Five sacks. They're going to say 5 seconds. There's no way he's still on
his
feet.
No.
Sorry, my fault.
No, I think, in other words, that if he's gun shy,
he's
skittish, if you will. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I know. Colorado has a pretty poor offensive line. Shedeur Sanders has taken a lot of sacks, but Illinois has also given up a ton of sacks. Nebraska sacked Sanders 8 times.
Did they
that
really?
No, they lost. They gave up 35 points.
Right.
I mean, wow. But they got to him a lot.
Okay. Well, we'll see, I guess. We don't have long to go here.
Nope. We do have
27 hours or so. Yeah. 26.
We do have to catch a break. And we'll come back and wrap up the show.
Okay,
this is The Drive.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435120.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Sierra Poole, phlebotomy lab lead at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I love working at Carl because of the togetherness among the phlebotomy team and the opportunity to advance within the department.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Sierra in a supportive environment with opportunities for growth, visit carl.org/careers.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I got a Stever for you today. This is unique. From Bulldog Disposal, Phil and Muhammad has a wonderful dumpster business. Now, he has a new invention. It's called the Doggy Bag. It actually unfolds and can carry 6 cubic yards of garbage or trash or whatever you need to dump. So I'm going to buy you a doggy bag that holds 6 cubic yards. It's canvas. It can hold up to like 2,000 pounds. So I'm going to buy you the doggy bag, and then I'm going to pay for one dump where he comes over with his crane and takes it away. That's over $200 in value, and I'm giving you one if you'd like. Text in doggy bag if you want to be considered for Bulldog Disposal and the Stever offer, a doggy bag that I'll pay for, and then one dump that he'll come and get your stuff. All right, 217-359-2255. Just text me doggy bag to be considered. Doggy bag to be considered. Good luck.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Should we leave it in the garage for now?
Go ahead, leave it in the garage for now.
You can leave that stuff there just for now, or schedule 2 Men in a Truck junk removal to come out and remove it for you. 2 Men in a Truck has multiple solutions. If the just for now stuff isn't needed, we can junk it. If it's items you need later, we can store the just for now stuff until later. Has your just for now become more than you anticipated? 2 Men in a Truck has solutions for your residential and commercial junk removal at 2Men Champagne. Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get 5 bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party. 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Illini fans, take the opportunity to head down to Game Day Spirits Green Street location, shop their awesome selection of Fighting Illini merchandise. While you're there, shop some of their awesome buy one, get one free t-shirt designs, as well as their Nike section and so much more. With new styles coming in daily, there's sure to be something for every Illini fan. Shop them at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, we're out of here. Dang. Next time we talk to you, it'll be game day.
Oh, that's tomorrow, baby.
It is.
Let's go.
Real quick, how about a tease for tomorrow?
Okay.
How are you feeling about this game? Good, bad, indifferent as of right now?
I am going to force myself to feel good about this game tomorrow morning when I wake up. I'm going to force myself to know that this is the last chance to be good. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
To where I just go into the immediate, yeah, don't worry about the rest of the game. There's a lot riding on this game.
There is a ton. Kyle?
I am indifferent about it. I think Nebraska's bad. I have no trust in Illinois right now. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm not going to make any bold statements like I did against Purdue last week.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to say I feel terrible.
Yeah. You picked it before the season even started, Nebraska, didn't you?
I said that Illinois would lose a game they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And this was a game that popped up in my mind. So
okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That's fair.
Until tomorrow.
Well, we'll let you know tomorrow. How about that?
Everybody have a great night. Go Bears, I guess.
Oh, boy.
It's a drive.
Hey, look, Mom, the Bears are on.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Welcome to Sarah.